Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
Hello, how's everybody doing today? Today we're going to talk about how do we stay positive in a crisis where it's not just positivity. Like, positivity only goes so far. Like, think positive only goes so far. What's a strategy that we can use that helps us stay engaged in the direction that we want to go? And what's really interesting about this is that when I was taught how to set goals a little bit differently many years ago, it is always like the process that I learned in goal setting was, I always thought that it was very good because it really changed my mind around a few things as far as why do we set goals? What's the reason for them? Is it something that's obsessive? Like, I had a lot of conflict around the idea of goals. And, you know, here's the thing. Over the years, there's been many people that say, I never set a goal. I just do what's in front of me, or, you know, so there's always the flip side to it. However, the one thing that I learned about goal setting that I think is very important is that it gives your life direction. So what that means is that we're always moving in some kind of a direction in our life. That direction can either be set up by society, the world, your work, your family, and a lot of people. Like, this is a really astounding thing when you think about it. A lot of people don't set goals. They show up and react to whatever is around them. Even like, you'll even see this in people that have families. Like, they get married, they have kids, they have a job, but they're basically, if you really sit down and talk to them, they'll tell you about things that they would like to do, maybe someday, maybe if things get better, maybe if they win the lottery, if something outside of them changes, that would allow them to do more of what they really want. But really, when you really talk to them, you find out they're just reacting to life. And they don't understand that there is a power within them to literally create the life that they want, how to use that power, and the process in which we think about goals is critically important for several reasons. Here's the first one. I thoroughly believe every person on the planet has a very specific purpose in their lifetime. And our job, part of our job, is to find out what that purpose is. Nobody tells you, like, you're not born with a roadmap. So what you are born with is a set of parents of some kind or another that basically tell you how they experience life. And they program you based on how they experience life. Then we have like the outside societal view of life. And there's a lot of different views out there with basically everything that's in life. What's interesting though is that as we're raised by whatever parental authorities we have, what it really does is that with all these different options on ways to live and things to do and how to be, we generally only notice what we've been programmed to notice. So there, in other words, there's billions of different things out there, but we only notice what we're programmed to be noticed. So we don't see all the rest of the opportunities. And in many cases, those other opportunities are actually made wrong. What does that mean? It means that from a value, ethic, sometimes religious perspective, the desires that are in us are made wrong by other people. So as we want to be, do, or have anything in our life, if it doesn't line up with the value system that was handed down from us from say our parents or the church or whoever we were around growing up, we automatically reject it without even thinking about it because it is like compartmentalized in part of our brain that says, this is wrong. This is not okay. And there may be absolutely nothing wrong with it, you know, as a regular perspective, but for some people, for whatever reason, it's considered wrong. So in a lot of the teachings that I do, I often mention that the three big things, like if you put them at the top of the list and then a lot of stuff falls under it, is God, sex, and money. So we all have, it's fascinating because it's like the big three that we're taught what God is and we're taught what money is. So we're taught what God is and what God isn't. We're taught what money is and what money isn't. We're taught what sex is and what sex isn't. But if you sit 10 different people down, they may have 10 different views on all of those topics, and they may be completely different. I know a big moment in my life, like a big kind of enlightening moment, was when I realized that the God that I was taught when I was a kid resembled Santa Claus more than what God really is. Basically, if you're naughty or nice, always watching you, keeping a list, right? Judgment. If you're not good, you get shit in your life. If you are good, you'll get good after this life, which is interesting. So when I studied, I understood that a lot of the ideas around God, sex, and money that I was taught about didn't add up for me in my mind. And the reason that it didn't add up was that I saw a bigger picture around those three topics. I saw ideas like, why would money be so necessary in a person's life, yet there was so much judgment around it? And that it seems so difficult for people to get in a way where they weren't basically hanging on by a thread for their own prosperity or their own family, that people's lives would be destroyed because of this paper substance that they either had too much of and didn't know what to do with, or not enough of, or they had traded their whole life for it and then somebody stole it. Like, people's lives are destroyed around money every day. And with the COVID virus, we're going through an economic, very upsetting time where people's lives are being destroyed. And it's not because of the money, but it directly affects the money. So money is like one of the top three things that we need in life based on the way society runs right now in order for us to live any kind of a life, because money is the medium which brings everything else to us. And then there's sex, which is a natural human urge for two things. One is to reproduce, and the other one is for pleasure. So, and it's extraordinarily powerful inside of the individual, meaning that, look at it like this. We're about 7.5 billion people on the planet as I talk about this. And from a religious standpoint, from a value standpoint, from an ethical standpoint, there's a lot of contradiction out there. Most communities are somewhat religious based, and in a lot of the religion, sexual expression is made wrong or it's made very limited. So here's my point. Even though those things come out, those things have been set up in people's minds, we still have 7.5 billion people on the planet. So you have what a person will outwardly accept about their sexual ideas, and then you have what they inwardly do, which you can see the evidence of in 7.5 billion people on the planet. The other thing with sex is that there's so much negative information around it that when it gets suppressed is when you have sexual problems, right? All the way from a person's own sexual problems to we see it like being perverted in society, where you have rape and inappropriate sexual behavior and those types of things, because it's being suppressed. And the only thing a person ever does is express. If we suppress something, if we take something that's perfectly natural and we twist it and make it wrong, and it's not okay to express how we feel, we'll associate it, attach it to something negative, it will express itself the same way. I'm not going to go deep on that. We could talk about that another time. I just wanted to give you these three ideas, because these three ideas really kind of tell you how you've internalized those as what will you allow yourself to want in life based on the desire that you have and the honesty that you're willing to have with yourself in order to want something. Now, I think that that is first and foremost very important in everybody's life. And I think that it's very important during this crisis, because there are so many things that we've never experienced before in this crisis. We need to be able to give ourselves a directive. We need to be able to do something productive on a daily basis that keeps us in a positive, healthy, loving mindset. We need to be able to receive the feedback of that in the form of being able to create our life, being able to achieve goals, being able to go after things that we want. We need to be able to see it in the opportunities that are being created because of this tragedy, so to speak, and how we can actually innovate, benefit other people, how we can keep our businesses moving forward, how we can be part of the overall solution, help raising the economy. Like, doing business right now is a very good thing because it keeps the economy moving, which is better for everybody, even a person who's in distress right now, because at some moment it will be better for them. If it all crashes and goes away, it won't be good for anyone. So we have to really consider how we're part of that, and that we really do the best when we're tapping into our true desire for what we want. The thing that is, that really stirs our soul, that gets us excited to get out of bed every day, that we really want to go after. And I've talked to so many people that it's kind of like their life dream has been put on hold right now because of this situation. And we need to figure out a way to actually get through it and come out on the other side without literally destroying what it is that we really want in life. So I'm going to be using this model that I use for traditional goal setting, and I want to explain why it's so very important right now to consider how this is actually working in our mind. So the idea is that we ask ourselves, what do we really want, which is up here? But here's the problem. And the problem, I think, is even more, we need to be more aware of how this problem is working right now than even before, because right now we have the suggestion in our life of like doom and gloom. So we also have had the traditional opportunities limited to us. Changed in a way where we really need to think differently about our situation to be able to move out of it. So let me explain this. Let's start down here. What I know. So you have to ask yourself, based on how you live your life right now and the business that you have or the job that you have, the goals that you have, what you know, what you currently know about the situation that we're in, the crisis that we're in, what you know is based on either the facts of your life or what it is that you're learning currently. So that's what it's based on. What I know is based on the facts. Okay? Traditionally, if we go back in history in our own life, we have the facts of our own achievements. We have the facts of our own failures. We have the facts of either creating a dream and hitting it or wanting a dream and not getting it. We have a lot of facts. We have a lot of history, a lot of past to look from. In the last 4 weeks or so, we have the facts of the new situation that still keep changing, not really changing for the better in the sense that like we have a clear door as to when we're going to get out of this, but it keeps changing, and we have those facts, but those facts in many people's minds are limiting how we think and what we do. And I want to challenge you to say that that's incorrect, but the process is this. So what we know, and then we have our facts. Now, if I ask you, what do you really want right now? Because one of the things that I tell people is this: if you can tell me what you want, it doesn't matter what it is. If you can tell me what you want, I can show you how to get it. Like, basically, that's what I do as a career. That's what my business does for people. It takes people who knows what they want, and it shows them how to get it. So, but when I ask that question, your mind, especially right now during the crisis, goes to here: what I think I can do. What I think I can do. Now, why does it go there? Because it is referencing the facts that are going on, and it's referencing what I know. What it's not referencing is what I really want. Because if you have a situation or circumstance, if you have past history in your life that says to you from a factual perspective, in other words, what you've experienced, that you can't have what you really want, you don't allow yourself to let your thinking rise to think about what you really want. You basically think about what you can do. And then to add to that, you have the fear of what other people will think, the criticism. And during the crisis, we don't just have the criticism about failure, but we have the criticism about people succeeding. Like, succeeding is becoming the necessary evil of the day. Like, how dare you succeed when so many people are going through a hard time? All that is ignorance and not understanding that one person who succeeds is part of lifting everybody up. I won't get into that too deep. Talked a little bit about it in Anger Versus Gratitude. But the idea is that we want to succeed, but now we have that as a barrier also. I'm getting a tremendous amount of questions about the shaming that's going on for people that are succeeding and making money. So our mind kind of stays stuck in what I think I can do. And if we're not careful, when we're in this place, the next thing is that we start to plan. But planning what I think I can do is based on the facts and what I know. So this cycle is very dangerous, because if we continue to think according to that cycle, we stay stuck in that cycle. We can't get out of it. We think about what we want, and our mind immediately goes to what I think I can do, because it knows what the facts are. I know what the facts are, and then I begin to plan. I can't get a new result if I keep following that thinking. I can't get it, because I'm taking information that is subject to a paradigm that won't break out of itself. All I'm doing is mass arranging it around. It's not going to break out of itself. It won't. So I have to think differently. But if I don't understand how I'm thinking in a way that keeps me getting the same result, I don't know that I need to consciously put some effort into actually thinking different about something in order to create the life that I really want. So how do we think different? So the first thing is to understand that we're operating by this. And that right now the crisis is causing a lot of what I think I can do because of the factual evidence of the limitations that it's presented to so many people. But let's just pause on that for a moment. Let's just put that to the side and go up here and ask ourselves, what do I really want? What do I really want? Now, this is where it can get a little challenging for people. You have, what did you really want 4 weeks ago? And you have, what do you really want now? For a lot of people, that has changed. So we have to take into consideration what the opportunities are now, what the limitations are now, and how long this could possibly go on for. What does that mean? Well, let's put it like this. Let's say what you really wanted, what your dream in life was to be a speaker. and speak on a lot of stages live, not over the internet, on a lot of stages live, or you were somebody who's going to make movies, or you were doing anything that where you had to physically be around a lot of people, that currently can't be done. So understanding that that can't be done, our desire, our want may have shifted based on what the challenge is that the crisis created individually. So what I want now may be very different than what I wanted a few weeks ago. I have to get really clear on what the new want is. Because if I keep hoping, wishing, desiring that it wasn't this way, I can't allow my mind to move in a productive mode right now. And it's extremely important that I make that shift in my thinking, because we're going to get through this. We're totally going to get through this. We're going to come out on the other side. But I don't want to see you go through this and have this be some kind of a disaster in your life. There's no reason for it to be a disaster in your life. But you have to understand that your mind has to shift to do it. So I'll tell you what I want. I want my business to keep moving through this new situation so that it's continuing to help people, so that I'm continuing to make money, so I can continue to pay my employees, so that they can continue to pay their bills, so that I can continue to pay mine, so that we can continue to be part of society and the solution in the whole, with setting myself up for success when it's over, so that I don't have to start over and I could actually build upon whatever it is that we did during this time in a really great way. That's what I want. You have to think about what you want. Now, what I want is different in structure than what I wanted 4 weeks ago. So the structure of what I'm doing has to change. It's all online. As anybody that's been around me for a while knows that we did a lot of live events every year, a lot of in-person. That's one of the things that I enjoy most in life, is doing those live events. It requires a lot of travel. It requires meeting rooms. It requires hotels and conference spaces and, you know, all the gathering of people coming together. All of that has had to change temporarily in order to allow the core meaning and value of my company to continue to move forward. Everybody in my company, my whole team, has had to change the way that they think. They had to change the way they think about their own lives. They had to change the way that they think about how they participate and how they contribute to what we're doing, where we're going, so that when we come out of this, it's all cool. That's the way that you need to think. What are you doing? Now, in that process, because I've changed the way that I'm thinking about this, and my team has, we're all discovering opportunities. Everybody on my team that does their individual role and responsibility is finding new opportunities to do their thing, how we do something, how we think about things. Like, we're all coming together looking for new ways and strategies to keep everything moving forward. So it starts with you changing your mind. So what do you have to do? You have to move to here. You have to stay in what do I really want, but you have to say, what do I really want right now? What is it that I really want right now? And in order to do that, you have to fight and go here to fantasy. Fantasy is the use, it is the constructive use of our imagination. Imagination is one of the faculties of the intellect. It is not, it's not some child's game that we play in our head, although you could do that. But what it is, it's our ability to create with our intellect. Imagination is the ability to create with the intellect. Everything starts with an image. And it's generally what we want to do is we want to use it in a way where we're creating new images that we want to create, new ideas, new concepts, new opportunities that we haven't created before. So if we allow the new structure to go into our mind and we start fantasizing and playing with that structure in our imagination, and what is that we're experiencing on the internet and how we're communicating with other people, we can start to build an image of what it is that we really want with the new idea and the new structure of how everything in the world is actually working. Now, what we're doing is we're tapping into our desire. And yes, our desire may have changed based on the situation, but it's only for a period of time to allow us to get back to whatever our new normal will be when we get out of this. But we have to go there. We have to allow ourselves to go there. And we have to be very careful that we're not stuck in, why did this happen? How did this happen? This is horrible. I've done so many podcasts and other communications on flipping our mind from the negative to the positive, from anger to gratitude, so that we can see something different. But once we begin to see it, we have to move into the creative aspect. And the creative aspect is allowing ourselves to say what I really want. And I think not only do we have the structure that's a problem, we have the opinion of other people being the problem. So in my career, the opinion of other people has always been a major problem for the people that I serve, because generally they're making a big life change. They're making a big transformation in their life. And all the people that are around them don't always want to go with them on that journey. And the truth is, many become jealous or envious on that journey. So they make the individual who wants to better themselves in whatever way wrong. And they're shamed and they're guilted. So I've told many clients, for most people, the idea, the acceptance of the idea that part of your family might actually be a big part of this problem is a very difficult thing for people to get past. But at its basic level, it's just a decision. It's understanding that they don't understand. They don't have the vision that you do. They don't understand why you do. Because in their mind, what you're doing is reckless. In their mind, you're not being safe, and they're programmed with safety. So we could do a whole podcast on that. I've talked about it many times. But in this new scenario, it is people directing the pain that they're going through in an anger way toward anybody who's not going through it. Anybody that's managing to succeed, make money, be happy, move forward. And the anger and the guilting and the shaming are happening online. So you have to understand something very important. It is completely okay for you to keep moving forward. It is completely okay for you to be happy. It is completely okay for you to make money and be prosperous. It's completely okay for you to help other people during this time. The people that are going through anger, they're hurting. They're hurting really bad, but they don't understand what they're doing by shaming other people, right? So we want to just like say a prayer for them, send them good energy, but do not let that anger, that projection get in your mind, right? You need to close your mind to it, and you need to focus on being part of the solution. And we do that by asking ourselves what we really want and allowing our imagination to go in. If you're having trouble with that, really sink into your heart and ask yourself, what is my desire? Like, what are my desires right now? What can I feel stirring inside of me? You don't need to know how to get it. That's not important. What's important is that you allow yourself to go into that place. If you will allow yourself to go into that place and then take a pad of paper and start writing down whatever comes out, I guarantee you will start to see the opportunities in order to achieve those goals. So then what you want to do is write the goals down. Make them written statements of what you want to do, and then start building strategies and calendaring it every day in order to do it. If there's something that you don't know how to do, ask somebody for help. Find somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that can tell you how to do something you don't know how to do. Maybe you need to figure out how to represent yourself online differently, or communicate differently, or innovate your products and services, or have somebody help you think about how you're like, maybe you think my products and services don't work in this situation. Talk to somebody and ask them if they would help you find a way where they do, right? Because I guarantee you, what's really happening is that you're so focused on the facts, you can't see the opportunity that's in front of you with what you have. You have something that will allow you to step forward. So get out of this thinking, move up to what I really want, engage your imagination, and you'll come out on the other end. And it will allow you to be positive because you'll emotionally connect with what you're doing. You'll see how it's helping other people, and it will give you a bright and promising future. Talk to you in the next podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.